time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do.
Look, blaming you the reason you broke the law on your cat may seem like a good excuse, but it will probably never get you out of what you're being charged for.
Nice try, though.
Logan is our guy. If you can manage to make it through the day without blaming your cat on the fact that you're speeding while driving drunk, you're doing okay.
Yeah, and your cat's going, hey, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, never.
Leave me out of this.
Right, right. Never any excuse to go driving when you're drunk, but this is kind of a new one. Logan pulled over after he was going more than 130 miles per hour.
Oh,
he's lucky he didn't die. He's lucky he didn't kill someone.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Obviously, when they talked to him, it was clear he was drinking, slurring his speech, eyes glassy, reeked of alcohol. All that stuff failed.
It is amazing that he didn't crash.
Right. So cops asked him, why were you speeding? He said he was rushing home to see his cat.
Oh, he missed his cat.
Well, there's no indication that there was anything actually wrong with it, his cat. It just sounds like he was, missing it or excited to see it.
That was what his inebriated brain came up with.
That's what it came up with.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, cat's like, leave me out of this, you dummy. And hopefully Logan can figure life out, because that ain't the way to do it.
130 miles. And I don't think I could control the car going that fast sober.
No.
That's crazy.
No, not at all. On a racetrack, that might be fun to try.
Right,
on a
but this is not Talladega, buddy.
No, it's not.
It's not Daytona 500. It's not Indy 500. It's not any of those.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without blaming your cat on the fact that you're speeding while driving drunk, you're doing okay.
I just missed my cat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
not going to work, buddy.
Setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.